You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. Welcome to the program that puts its money where its fantasies are on the Fantasy Sports Networks. The countdown is on. NFL preseason kicks off in a little more than 48 hours' time. The Arizona Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys. Fantasy football fever is in the air. It's Fantasy Busta Week here at the Fantasy Sports Network. We'll hit some busts on Morenci Unfiltered this evening. We've got a full deck on the program today. Dave Malinsky joins us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. SBR Pick, sportsbookreview.com. Dave Malinsky, the daily column, point blank, right there on the front page of the website. Mike Cardano joins us every Tuesday or every second or third Tuesday. But Mike Cardano's good to go. He's locked and loaded. He wants to talk some baseball. He wants to talk Bartman. Maybe we'll talk a little bit of about Pete Rose's latest situation that he finds himself in. Robert Littell's going to join us. BlackSportsOnline.com founder. BlackSportsOnline.com, great website. Gets a ton of hits, and he's a great addition to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network team. Is Black Sports Online live now weekdays at noon on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So Robert Littell will join us. He had his first show a couple hours ago on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The radio network's booming. Great, great programming. Going to make you much smarter, except in between 8 and 9 when me and Cam are on. Should be interesting tonight. Conflict Diamond, our horse, is running in the 7th race at Georgian Downs. Last week, of course, we got the W. We didn't really see the W coming. We got the 8 spot tonight. I'm not feeling a win tonight. In fact, in all honesty, I'm hoping for top 4. We're hoping for top 3. I'll take top 4. I'll take top 5, really. But we are the fastest horse in the race. We are the fastest horse in the race. So, you know, last week I should have given you the pick. Maybe we'll add it to the plays of the day. Conflict Diamond, 3rd place. Like, you got to be realistic here, man. It's hard to pass in harness racing. Last week we were in the 5 hole. We exploded out of the gate. Even if we explode out of the gate, we're not going to get to the front ahead of 8 horses. Very, very difficult. Think of it like a baseball team trying to track down, you know, 7 other teams. You know, it's not easy. But nevertheless, Conflict Diamond's fired up, and so are we for the race. A lot of stuff to get to on the program, a lot of topics to get to. So let's get right down to business. The Major League Baseball trade deadline has come and gone, and the elite stepped up and in and are now locked and loaded, putting their rosters together for a World Series run, a World Series run that's going to be the toughest World Series run in recent memory. Let's be real, man. Every team is freaking good, man. Every team is damn good. This isn't like the NBA where it's like, the Warriors and the Cavs. Nobody knows who's going to be in the World Series. Nobody freaking knows. You can say, the Dodgers and the Astros, but really? I don't know. The teams with the best record never seem to win a World Series. Happens rarely. Last year, the Cubs did it, but it's pretty rare that it actually happens. So the Dodgers were World Series favorites going into the trade deadline yesterday. And, of course, Clayton Kershaw's on the DL. They expect Kershaw to be back mid-September or so. He'll be good to go for the playoffs. But they wanted another arm. They wanted Yu Darvish. They got him. The Dodgers are getting everything that they want so far this year, and all the pieces are in place right now. Yes, Darvish has had a bad month of July. That was then. This is now. A change of scenery, a new ballpark, a postseason chase, and everything else in between, I think will reinvigorate Yu Darvish's arm right now. Yankees get Sonny Gray. And you know what's interesting about this? The New York Yankees, they weren't planning on this. You know, they weren't planning on competing this year. They were planning on sending some young guys out, and they're sort of biding their time like the Lakers are for that big free agency splash. 2018, at the end of next year, things get real crazy in baseball, man. Everybody's a free agent, big money at stake, and only a few teams are going to be able to afford these guys. Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, etc. It's a deep-ass talent pool. The Yankees were sort of biding their time for that. But along comes Aaron Judge, along comes Gary Sanchez, and suddenly the Yankees are thinking, you know what? We're right back in this thing. Now, it's been 28 years, man. I can't believe it's been that long. It's been 28 years since the Los Angeles Dodgers have actually won a World Series, and it's been a hell of a lot longer than that. I guess nearly 40 years since the Dodgers and the Yankees played each other in a World Series. You know, baseball wouldn't mind that, man. the L.A. Dodgers and the New York Yankees, but I think the Dodgers have a better chance of getting in the World Series than the Yankees do. Dodgers are plus 275 right now, Yankees 8-1. I think the Yankees are going to get into the playoffs because the Red Sox seem to be trending downwards right now. Injuries are starting to mount. Red Sox can't hit the ball. Yeah, they got it done last night against the Cleveland Indians, only because I bet on the Cleveland Indians, and the Indians always screw me. But I'm not really feeling the Red Sox right now. And to be honest with you, I did pick the Red Sox to go to the World Series against the Dodgers before the year started. I'm not giving you any picks right now, locking it in. But, you know, I feel a hell of a lot better about the Dodgers going to the World Series than I do the Boston Red Sox right now. The Chicago Cubs, they're a freaking dangerous team, all right? The Cubs sort of coasted through the season, but they're starting to heat up right now. They're starting pitching, really starting to come together. They're getting timely hits. The Cubs are back, all right? The Cubs are the Cubs. They're a dangerous freaking team. I'm a Dodger fan. I don't want to have to play the Cubs in the playoffs. You know, and the Cubs, you know, they bring in Jose Quintana. They add Justin Wilson to the bullpen. The Cubs are a rock-solid baseball team. They're going to be dangerous. The Nationals, their bullpen blue. I like what the Nationals did. Instead of going out and getting like one sort of star guy, they just got a bunch of arms for that bullpen, and I like it a lot. The Nationals are a dangerous team. The only thing is with the Nationals have a history of falling short in the playoffs. Can they take that next step and actually get to a World Series for the first time since they stole the team from Montreal? Like, to me, and I'll tell you right now, to me, I look at the American League Central and the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals, real dangerous teams. The Indians really didn't do anything to trade deadline. And not to say they didn't have to. They didn't feel like they had to. And why would they? What are they? They're like 14-2 or something in the last 16 games. Like, the Indians are winning every day. The Indians have a pedigree. The Indians already spent money on Edwin. The Indians already really have everything that they need. So, you know, they stood pat and they feel good about their chances. But to me, the real dark horse and a real sleeper in all of this, in reality, fantasy, and in Las Vegas and everywhere else in between, are the Kansas City Royals. All right? The Royals are smoking hot right now. Don't forget, the Royals were 10-20, man. The Royals were in dead last. You know, since that first month of the season, they've really freaking put it together. All right? They're a dangerous team. They've been to World Series before. Ned Yost is a hell of a manager, and they believe. Just because they have players that nobody talks about and they're playing Kansas City doesn't mean they're not a dangerous team. For betting purposes, I think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. I've been saying that all year, all right, even before they got hot over the last couple of months. I said the Dodgers winning the World Series this year. I believe in Bip Roberts. I believe in this baseball team. But when I look at the American League and I look at the betting and I look at the odds, I think the best bet on the board are actually the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City Royals are 25-1 to win the World Series right now. I think they're going to get in the playoffs, and anything can freaking happen, all right? And if they get to the World Series at 25-1, you've got yourself a huge-ass hedge opportunity. And I know I've said that hedging is for gardeners, but not when you got a 25-1 shot in the World Series. They're also 14-1 to win the American League. I think that's great value, and I haven't forgotten about the Houston Astros. Yeah, the Astros are badass. The Astros put up 17 runs, seems like every second or third night. But are they going to be able to get it done in October? They never have been in the past. When it's all said and done, my bold prediction is the Kansas City Royals are going to win the American League, man. It's going to be an all-blue World Series, Dodgers versus Royals. Who do you like? Game Time Decisions continues.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. We've got a great show lined up for you. Mike Cardano, not stiffing us today. Joins us every couple of Tuesdays, but he's a busy man. I told you off the top of the program, we're pleased to welcome Robert Littell and BlackSportsOnline.com to the rotation here at the Fantasy Sports Network, specifically the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Littell, man, dude likes to bring it. Very, very edgy website, does a great job covering the NBA. Of course, he was the one that was all over that Rihanna, Kevin Durant stuff. So we're adding some entertainment to the fold. And Robert's a real smart guy. Robert Littell is going to join us on the program today. We'll talk about a lot of the topics that are going on in the sports world. Let's bring in the professor right now. Vegas Point Blank, sportsbookreview.com, the column, Point Blank, right there on the front page of sportsbookreview.com. The professor, Dave Malinsky, joins us from Las Vegas. How you doing, Dave?
I'm pretty jealous, Gabe. Some of us have to sit here and grind and work every day, and I'm realizing within the next couple of weeks, you're off to Costa Rica, you're off to Vegas. That's a good lifestyle you've got for yourself.
I'm not complaining. It's better to be busy than dead, Dave, but these aren't pure vacations. There's obviously there's work to be done, Dave, but yeah, we can't complain right now. Football season here is here, and I got to take care of all these trips before September starts because I like to lock things down, Dave, once the season starts. I won't be traveling a lot then.
Well, we do have something sitting here waiting for you when you arrive. We have one of those new fashion chocolate bars. And we got a bunch of Vegas guys heading to Costa Rica also this week. I was going to have them bring you one, except we realize these chocolate bars won't clear customs.
No, they
Vegas
won't.
Vegas is a different place now.
Those are real good, you know, to eat in the airport before you get on a plane.
I wanted to get you one of the chocolate chip cookies. I had our good friend Teddy Covers out the other night to pick them up. He and his wife were having date night. They were out of cookies, but we got you a chocolate bar.
I appreciate that. And, yeah, I'll be arriving in Vegas for week one of the college campaign. You know, I wanted to do the NFL, but to enter into the contest and stuff, it would have been a tight fit, Dave, for me to roll in on the Friday week one of NFL, meet the proxies, you know, get everything done and then get the picks in done by Saturday morning. I'll take care of it the week before. Last year, I was there at the same time, but it was an anticlimactic week one. I was there for the soft week one, so to speak. But I'll be getting there for September the 3rd, I believe it is. And, yeah, so September the 4th, that's a pretty loaded Saturday, Dave, with Michigan, Florida in the afternoon. Florida State, Alabama play that night. A lot of big-time football games that day.
There are. You know, I realize as much as I make fun of your travel schedule, you do face a different pressure than some of the rest of us. Every time you leave, you do have to face that pressure of Canada letting you back in.
Yeah, I have a harder time. I have a harder time getting back in than I do getting in other places.
Oh, it's, you know, and because I know a little bit about what these cycles are. It's something you and I have talked about. I've got a wonderful friend up in British Columbia that I spent a big part of my life with. But, you know, again, when I first started going to BC, I had been doing a lot of these offshore startup projects. So when they see my passport, it's Panama, it's Colombia,
yeah,
it's Venezuela, it's the Dominican Republic. I had a real tough time my first couple of trips up to Kelowna clearing customs because my passport just looked all wrong.
Yeah, I read like Al Pacino's in Scarface. And, yeah, I'm definitely expecting a question or two. What are you doing in Costa Rica? And when I come back, Dave, Costa Rica and Miami, too. This is another big drug hub, right? Just another big drug hub. I'm sure I'll get stopped when I return. All right, Dave. So, yeah, I look forward to it, though. It's too bad you're not going to be there, but I'll see you next month in Vegas. So the Major League Baseball trade deadline has come and gone. I did a little intro. I don't know what it is. Every Tuesday, I don't have angry intros. But I did an intro sort of refreshing the odds. Where do we stand right now? Winners and losers of the trade deadline. So let's start off with you, Darvish. What do you make? Because, you know, I'm a Dodger fan, so I tweet out, great job, Dodgers get their man. And a lot of the haters out there, you Darvish blows. He sucked in the playoffs. He's been getting hit hard. And he hasn't been getting hit hard all year. He had a bad July. He was 0-3 with a 7.03 ERA in the month of July. What do you make of Yu Darvish, and how do you think his style fits in the Chavez Ravine in Los Angeles as opposed to Texas?
I think Darvish is going to be just fine. But understand why the Dodgers did this, because we said, oh, you know, you're 74 and 31, you've got everything wrapped up. No, Dave Roberts probably goes to sleep every night in a cold sweat, despite where they are in the standings, because every starter in that Dodger rotation has already been on the DL this year. A lot of these guys have been on the DL in the past. You don't know for sure that the guys you have now are still going to be there in October. So I think this is something they really, really needed. And right off the bat, he becomes the best right-hander, you know, in their rotation. So I think it was a terrific move by the Dodgers.
What do you make of the add-ons to the bullpen with Tony Watson and Tony Cingari?
How nice is it to have all the specialists now that they have? I mean, they had talked about Zach Britton. Couldn't quite make that work. So, yeah, these two guys aren't Zach Britton, but sixth inning on, you have your specialist. And that's why I think they wanted two of the left-handers, because a lot of the guys in this rotation, Rich Hill, Kent Maeda, these are guys, if you get five innings right now, you're happy. You don't want to push them any further than that. So if Dave Roberts can go to a substitution pattern where he can bring in a lefty specialist as early as the sixth inning now, that's not a bad option to have. I think the Dodgers are positioned beautifully now if the pitching stays healthy.
And you're right, and it's not a situation where it's like, all right, we want to use this lefty for the situation right now in the seventh inning, but then we don't have one again. No, they do, because they got Watson and Cingari, and they put themselves in a position, Dave, where pretty much every inning of the postseason, they're going to have a quality pitcher on the hill for them.
Well, and here's what you have to be thinking. You got to think about October. Why do you want to have depth with left-handers for the late game? Bryce Harper, Daniel Murphy. Or you want to think about Anthony Rizzo and some of the Cub left-handers. They're going to be up in some specialist situations where they're going to need that left-handed arm late, so they got the depth for that particular purpose. That was awful. And you know what really helps, Gabe, is the Dodgers really had four guys they think are A-level prospects. They only had to give up one.
Yeah.
So you pick up Darvish and both of those left-handers, only lost one of your top prospects. That was pretty good maneuvering.
What do you make of the Dodgers tonight against the Braves? Kenta Maeda on the hill. It's amazing. The Dodgers haven't lost since the Clayton Kershaw, the announcement that he got injured and he went on the DL since he left the game. Maeda's been on fire. Davey's given up two runs or less in nine of his last 12 starts. Lucas Sims makes his Major League debut tonight.
Well, we don't quite classify Maeda as being on fire because most of his starts don't last very long. So he's only averaging 5.1 innings this year. And I think that's where they'd like to keep him,
keep him
down around five innings. Sims is interesting. He's a good prospect. He's a local kid. Boy, this is a lot of pressure for the first start. And that's why I'm wondering if maybe the Braves might have wanted to save him for another time. But they're so confident of his abilities that they're saying, you know what, even if it doesn't go well tonight, it's going to go well for this kid. So let's do something to start getting our fans interested right now. And that's something franchises face at this time. If you're the Braves and you're heading nowhere, you got to keep your fans plugged in. I think this is a way to get it done.
It's a good point, Dave, though. You're bringing a kid up to face the Dodgers. Like, fall teams. Hey, kid, your Major League debut. Hey, don't worry. You're taking on a team that's 37-4 in the last 41 or whatever. All right, so Yankees pick up Sonny Gray. I said off the top, it's interesting. Cashman, this wasn't the plan. The Yankees took a step back and were waiting for that big 2018 free agency class at the end of next year with all those studs. You mentioned Harper and Manny Machado, and all those players are going to be available. But their process has been accelerated, and I'll tell you, the Red Sox kind of in a funk. You know, you got turmoil, you got pressure. Yeah, they just seems like Boston could implode right now. You know, I thought it was pretty funny that Dombrowski is crying about the Yankees. Oh, they're like the Warriors. They're picking people up like they're a little market in Boston. The big bad Yankees are back. He's like, well, we're just going to do what we can against them. What do you make of this? Are you buying the Yankees for real now with Sonny Gray and Jamie Garcia?
You know, it's something that the Yankees, ordinarily, you wouldn't think a team does this when you're 57 and 47. But 57 and 47 means something much different in the American League right now. I mean, you're tied for the second best record in the league, even though you're only winning, you're winning less than 55% of your games. So part of it is, okay, we're early. Maybe next year was our big year, but we're not afraid of the Red Sox right now. We're not afraid of Cleveland. There is opportunity in the American League, but also they had to shore something up. CC Sabathia may not be back next year, and he's going to be limping to the finish line this year. They don't know right now what Michael Pineda's future is going to be at this stage. I don't know what his timetable is. So Sonny Gray isn't just a stopgap for the rest of this season. Sonny Gray could be someone who plugs into a long-term profile as well.
Yeah, I agree. I'm a big Sonny Gray fan. You and I talked about him. Dave, the Cubs, they picked up Quintana last week. They add Justin Wilson. They're starting to come together. How about this, Dave? Cubs starters 11-1 with a 2.53 earned run average since the All-Star break. Cubs peaking at the right time right now. They're a dangerous team.
Yeah, I mean, you could still go up and down that Cubs lineup and make a case that maybe outside of Hayward, almost everybody in that lineup is still hitting below where you would expect them to. So you've got a lot of guys who are just going to hit and hit and hit over the second half of the season. And in a couple of weeks, the pressure will start to fall off also. You'll see Milwaukee and the other teams in the Central sort of fall off the pace. You know, as well as you know, like when your horse gets out and just completely breaks from the pack, the pressure's off. This is what's going to happen with the Cubs.
Yeah, well, our horse broke from the pack wire to wire last week, Dave. We're in the 8-hole tonight. little tougher. We were in the 5 spot last week. So the Cubs.
You know, I hope it is tougher. That 8-5 last week didn't do much for the pocket. Come on, you got to give me better prices than that.
We're favored. We're favored coming out of the 8-hole, Dave. On the most public, we're like literally the most public horse in North America. It's ridiculous. Like it really is. I even tell people, don't bet on us. You're not getting any value. Cubs are 13-3. Corbin versus Lester this evening. Lester's been great since the All-Star break as well, Dave, but is a number too high?
You know, it's getting there. And I think there's a misleading stat out there. Patrick Corbin has a real big home-away split for the full season. That doesn't fit his profile. So his road stuff will get better, you know, as the season progresses. In fact, his last couple of road starts were actually okay, so his confidence level will be good. This price is getting a little bit too high, but you know what the All-Star break was for Lester? It also was the break after that disaster against Pittsburgh and the 10 runs in the first inning. A good, experienced, savvy veteran will bounce back off of that. Lester sure has.
All right, Dave, we've got about 3 minutes, so let's get your take on the Blue Jays and the White Sox, and then a quick take as you started to write about football today in the column. But the Jays, weird team, Dave, the Jays, man. You know, they're down 7-1 the other day. They come back. They win on a walk-off grand slam on Sunday. They're up 6-0 on Monday night against the White Sox, and they end up losing the baseball game. Like, you can't write this stuff. And now they're big favorites with Stroman on the hill tonight. What do you make of it?
You know, when was the last time a team this late in the season was 49-57 and laying over $2 on the road? So I just don't think they are that good. Here's what people can do. If they want to read today's point-blank column, we focused in on Michael Pelfrey, who the markets don't like. The money floods in against him every time. Since 2011, Michael Pelfrey is 25-58, which is as inside out as you'll ever find a one-loss record over that long of a cycle. But, Gabe, he hasn't pitched that bad. So what we did at today's point-blank, we said, okay, let's take his earned run average, let's take his FIP, and what would that ordinarily project to for pitchers that threw that many innings at that rate? Pelfrey's won 30% of his games. Pitchers who performed at the same level have won 45.6% of their games. Pelfrey has just been the one guy in baseball that has had a run of bad luck about as bad as anybody I've seen in professional sports.
Sounds like my betting career. I'm better than my stats, Dave. All right, and finally, in closing, speaking of my betting portfolios, the Arizona Cardinals over 8.5 is going to be in it, Dave. I'm buying in. I think that Carson Palmer's in a big bounce-back situation this year. I love what I'm hearing about camp. I love the rejuvenated workout routine. And one of the reasons why I like this as well is because they're going to play against the 49ers and the Rams four times. And then, of course, the Seahawks twice. We go 4-2. I only got to go 5-5 against the rest of the league. Hey, we go 5-1. You know, I can go 4-6 against the rest of the league and win this bet. You wrote about San Francisco. Shanahan's there. But this is a building process. And, you know, Lynch and Shanahan are in this for the long haul, aren't they, Dave? And, you know, Hoyer's the quarterback. I did a Niner preview the other day. I brought up he's just keeping his seat warm. I expect Kirk Cousins to be there next year. What's your quick take? What did you write about the Niners today?
Yeah, I mean, outside of an expansion team, I don't know if I've ever seen a team come into a season with less pressure to win. And Lynch and Shanahan are real open about that. You know, they're looking to build a franchise, not to win football games. So they need to evaluate talent this year. You're not going to build your system around Hoyer because you know he's not going to be there. I think it's going to be a long and ugly season. That's why I like your Arizona over bet, because I was going to simplify it to just strictly the San Francisco equation. If it's 8.5, you go 2-0 against the 49ers, 500 the rest of the way.
I like it.
And you cash your ticket, and you will go to it. If the 49ers don't beat the Rams the third week of the season, Gabe, they could get to December without a win. Last 20 49er games, 3-0 against the Rams, 0-17 against everybody else.
Dave, what do you make of it? Their win total's 4.5. I know you probably don't like betting under when it's a 4.5, but do you think it gets there?
Yeah, this is one time I honestly would do it. That tends to be squeezing a little bit, but I don't think they're going to be trying that hard to win anyway. So you open up 1-8, you know, 1-9. At that point, your games down the stretch are about evaluating players, not about game planning to win. So this is one of the rare times I would go under a very low number.
And I tell you, Dave, we got to get out of here. But, you know, you look at the Carlos Hyde situation. This is why I like to wait when betting futures a little bit. You know, I don't know how many wins Hyde is worth, but I think he's better than the mainstream are giving him credit for. And it seems like they're trying to push him out the door. If they do, that's a real signal as well. You look at the Jets. The Jets are all out tanking. You know, the Niners do have some players, but if you get rid of Carlos Hyde, you're sort of saying, yeah, we really don't even want to try here. I look forward to reading the column. I haven't had a chance to yet, Dave, but we encourage people to go to sportsbookreview.com on a daily basis to read Dave's column point blank. Thanks, Dave. Always a pleasure.
Hey, good luck, everybody.
Dave Malinsky with us. We take a quick break. We'll talk some more World Series futures with Mike Cardano.
Quarterback to receiver hookups. Running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Game time decisions continues, as does the countdown to the National Football League pre and regular season. Fantasy football is in the air. We encourage you to go over to rotoexperts.com/discount, promo code FNTSY Friday. FNTSY Friday. Buy on Friday, August the 4th, and you get a free year of the Fantasy Sports Network. It's not bad. So you get a free year of programming. And you're getting expert advice. Like I said, with the promo codes and all that type of stuff, guys, it works out to like $31. You're spending $31 to win your fantasy football league, and now you get the network, all the programming of the network for it as well. It's a great deal. So that's this Friday, FNTSY Friday is the promo code. Go over to rotoexperts.com/discount. Let's bring in Mike Cardano right now. Mike, always a pleasure. How you doing?
What's going on? Gabe, if this gig doesn't work out, we'll try infomercials.
I appreciate that. I think Cam's made for infomercials. Like, Cam should be selling barbecues and stuff like that, you know?
Set it and forget it. It's got to be something with food for Cam.
Yeah, exactly. He should have his own barbecue tailgate cooking show, too. I told him that. But I don't have enough time to be his agent. I can only give him ideas, you know? But you can hear me and Cam every weeknight at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we got Robert Littell joining me in a couple of minutes. Great addition to the network, blacksportsonline.com, one of the more popular and better sports websites out there, actually, Mike. And it's not just like, you know, people all Black Sports Online. It's not just black issues, but a lot of athletes happen to be black, so he talks about them. But there's it's a sports site. It's not like a black sports site, you know what I mean? That's what I tell people.
Yeah, it's popular for a reason. He'll be a great guest. He's plugged in. He's credentialed everywhere. He gets a lot of great people on his website. He's got about 5 million users a month there. So he's a great listen as well.
Yeah, no, he's a smart guy, very intelligent. I like having him on. We've had him on in the past. I like breaking down the topics of the day with him. So with you, let's talk some World Series futures, trade deadline, and all that other stuff. I just talked about this with Malinsky. He likes you, Darvish, a lot. In Los Angeles. Yeah, he had a bad July. I'm not overly concerned about that. He's in a nice pitcher's park at Chavez Ravine right now. And like Malinsky says, he becomes their best right-hander right now. There's nothing not to like about this addition. Are you buying in with the Dodgers? And I can't believe it, Mike. It's been 28 years, man, since that Kirk Gibson home run.
Wow. You're dating yourself. You're dating me. Listen, listen, his K per nines are down. He was up for his career at 11 before coming into the season, which is astronomical. So now he's like 9.7. He's still not that far off from his surgery. Now, his ERA is 4.01. That's inflated by the 10 runs last week. But, you know, there's 34 other pitchers in Major League Baseball that have better ERAs than he does. And I don't know. I don't know that he moves the needle. They certainly didn't hurt themselves by getting him. But I don't think, you know, if you're our age, you remember Rick Sutcliffe,
yep,
or Doyle Alexander going back to 84 and 87, and these guys even lit it up. It still doesn't guarantee you anything when you get to the playoffs.
No, it gives you depth, though, and it gives you comfort if somebody gets hurt along the way as well.
Yeah, but it's not like he's anything earth-shattering. I mean, his career ERA is around 3.5, which is, eh? You know what I mean? It's not like you're bringing in Randy Johnson or when you know, Schilling went to Arizona. It's not that kind of a thing. He's not that guy. He gets a lot of strikeouts, and that wows people. But for all his strikeouts, you know, what's his record this year? So I think it's a nice addition. I don't think it sews up the pennant for them, though.
I think the pennant was already sewn up before they had him, but we'll hear you out here. Yeah. So the Cubs get Alex Avila, Jose Quintana last week. Avila and Justin Wilson come over right now. They're loading up, they shored up the back end of their bullpen right now. They're plus 650 to repeat as World Series champions right now. They kind of coasted through the year, but they're on fire. They're 13-3 since the All-Star break.
Listen, everybody thinks, oh, Chapman's gone, so their closer's gone. You know, Wade Davis is having a better year than Chapman is. So what's really changed for them? They got all their offense is all back. So I think they're going to be there in the end. And I like them over the Dodgers. I just do. I think they're going to represent the National League in the World Series.
You like them better than the Nationals as well. And I'll tell you, the Nationals flying under the radar. Nobody really talks about the Nationals all that much this year. They didn't get that big name for the bullpen, Mike. But I like what they did. You and I talked about this a lot, stating they don't need just one guy. They need a bunch of guys. And they really addressed it. Doolittle and Madsen have been solid for them. And now they're bringing in Kinsler as well. You have to like what they did. They addressed this. Not big-name guys, but effective guys.
Yeah, I think Doolittle is the one who's going to have to carry that last inning there in the end. Kinsler just doesn't strike out enough people. Doesn't miss enough bats. 5.5 strikeouts per nine. Madsen doesn't want to close. He's already said that. You know, he really doesn't want to close. So Doolittle's going to have to do it. It helps them. I was disappointed that they didn't go hard after Hand. I'm surprised Brett Hand is still where he is.
Yeah, there are a couple of guys, I thought, too. Neshek was another one we talked about.
Yeah.
So something that we did talk about, and I think you were like, no one wants Sonny Gray. No one wants Sonny Gray. I love the fact, though, of all teams, it's the logo behind your head.
You know what?
Of all places that he got tried. I told you. I said Sonny Gray might go to the Dodgers. We wanted him. I know they wanted him. And the Dodgers have done a lot of deals with the A's. But they wanted Darvish more. Gray was sort of a fallback plan. But Gray's not a rental. He's going to be part of the Yankee rotation for a couple of years now.
Darvish has a lot more shock and awe with all the strikeouts, right? You know, Gray, the thing is, he's healthy. So you're 100% right there, and you nailed that one. but he doesn't miss all that many bats either. And the key here to me, though, is I think he's better for them for the longer term. He signed through 2019 than he necessarily is for a run. I don't think he does anything earth-shattering. You know, listen, he's better than some of the things they have. It helps them. But if they once they get into the playoffs, they simply can't match up with the pitching of some of the other teams.
Now you look at the Red Sox. There's trouble in Boston right now. Trouble in paradise. You have the David Price stuff that keeps lingering. The injury keeps lingering. They're not really hitting the baseball. Their pitching is inconsistent. Yeah, they won a baseball game last night. Dombrowski's getting cranky because people are upset they didn't do anything at the deadline. Except, yeah, they brought in Ryan Cook from the Athletics. They're plus 800 to win the World Series right now. They seem pretty vulnerable to me. The Yankees think they can knock them out of the way, too.
The Yankees have a lot more sex and pizzazz to them. They got all these young players with these names. The Red Sox guys, some of these young guys did it last year, not so much this year. So, I don't know. They can close the game at the back end. Price has got to get healthy. It's tough. It's going to be close. I think that's going to go around down to the wire there, and I wouldn't count out the Tampas of the world either.
I don't want to discount the Astros or the Tribe, but we only have about 2 or 3 minutes, so I will. My bold prediction, Mike, the Kansas City Royals get it done again. The Royals make it back to the World Series, and they lose to the Dodgers.
I don't know that they win the division, but I do think they'll squeak in and get in the playoffs. They may win the division.
Them and Cleveland win every day, so they're just racking the W's up.
Yeah, Cleveland's offense and their health scares me a little bit. Cleveland's got the pitching. Their bullpen's best bullpen in baseball. I'm going to go Cubs-Astros.
Cubs-Astros. All right. So speaking of the Cubs are in the World Series. Last year, Steve Bartman was not there. I guess he'll be there this year. Just don't put him, like, near the field. Like, when Bartman comes back, you know, put him in the 12th row. You know
what
I'm saying?
Like, the same seat.
Can you imagine if they put him in? No, you can't put him in the same. I don't want to, like, you don't put him anywhere near the field. Put him up in the press box, all right? But, yeah, good for the Cubs. Good for Bartman. The whole thing, if you're a younger person, you don't really get this whole Bartman thing. That ESPN piece, the documentary is unbelievable. Yeah. When you see the vial of people threatening to kill him, and then the lady in the Cubs, the way she described it, like the guy was scared for his life, shaking. She's like, I put him in a taxi and I never saw him again. Like that is such a big part of baseball and American history, man.
Gabe, it's been less than 24 hours. He's already been offered more than $100,000 for this ring. You wouldn't take it after what he's been through?
What Rick from Pawn Stars give him a call already?
Wouldn't you take the money?
Now that would be, can you imagine a big slap in the face? He said, screw you, Cubs. I sold the ring.
If I was him, I'd take it in a heartbeat.
Nah, he ain't selling it, man. The guy loves the Cubs.
You think he's going to start going to games now?
Yeah. If they make it to the World Series, they're going to bring him back.
They're going to let him throw out a pitch? They should have did it last year.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't want to do it last year. They've been trying. The Cubs have actually tried for a few years to reach out to him, and he hasn't been in. But no, he comes back. He throws the first pitch. The Cubs get their ass handed to them. They're going to blame him again.
You're right.
They're going to blame him again. Hey, Bartman, don't go to any games. They're going to turn on you again, all right? That's what people do. They love you. They turn on you. They turn on you again, all right? Thanks, Mike.
All right, take care.
There's Mike Cardano with us. Robert Littell joins us next.
Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year. Much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We welcome Robert Littell from BlackSportsOnline.com, not just to the program, but to the network as well. Weekdays at noon, Black Sports Online Live, the radio show, stirring the pot on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And if you guys are missing out, man, you got to download the app. You got some booming program, fantasy sports, hot takes, and everything else in between on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network right now. Robert's been on with us in the past, but I think it's the first time we're doing Skype with Robert Littell joins us. Robert, what's going on, man? Thanks for joining us.
No problem at all. And thank you for the introduction. I didn't get canceled. I did my first show today and haven't gotten an email saying they're kicking me off the network. So I think I'm okay.
No, you know what? If Cardano's let me stay on, you're good. Because, yeah, you know, like, I guess the bar's low. You know what I mean? The bar's been set low. But, yeah, welcome aboard. I look forward to tuning in to the program. I've always been a fan of your website and your work. Of course, you've been on the program in the past. So what was on the table today for the first show?
Oh, we was talking about how Ray Lewis is talking about Colin Kaepernick, even though he never talks about where that white suit went with his double murder little situation. And we talked a little bit about what was going on with Kyrie and LeBron in Cleveland. And I had a couple of stories about Popeye's chicken and my friend having some problems with his lady. We try to do a lot of different things on this show.
Yeah, me and Cam have had big debates about Popeye's versus KFC.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? I think Popeye's sides are better. But, you know, the thing with KFC, too inconsistent. But we can debate that. We can debate that. You know, we can debate another time. We got Warman in Master Control saying Popeye's not even close. Warman's a big guy, too. He knows food, all right?
Yeah.
Sports,
wow.
Not so much. Food, yeah. But, all right, so and one thing I want to bring up with Mike Cardano. We just had Cardano on, and it's so freaking creepy. Yeah, you know, how do you do it? But we got to do it. Only because I believe, and I've been a Pete Rose defender over the years, dude, but I don't see how you keep him on TV now. 12, 14 years old, dude. Like, if you read the reports here, it's pretty ugly. It's almost so ugly. I don't think people want to talk about it. Let's not get too graphic about it. But basically, John Dowd's a big-time lawyer, all right? The guy's argued case in front of the Supreme Court. He's actually part of President Trump's Russian defense team, okay? So Pete Rose, John Dowd was part of the gambling investigation into Pete Rose. John Dowd flippantly once said on a radio station in Boston that when we were investigating Pete Rose for gambling, we found out that he got charged with rape as well. Pete Rose then sued him for slander, which, you know, moral of the story, Robert, if you freaking did something and you admitted it in a court document, don't sue someone for slander for it. That's like me, somebody saying, you know, Morenci smoked a lot of weed, and me going, no, I didn't. And then, you know, I got to take a test. Like, the whole deal is Pete Rose admitted it. That's what's even worse about this.
Well, Pete Rose, great baseball player. But what have we learned over the years? They can be great athletes, but they're not good people.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's no question that Pete Rose has a lot of skeletons in his closet. And maybe the gambling was the least, you know, things that we should have been worried about.
Exactly.
With Pete Rose. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. The gambling is kind of the stuff like, whatever, you know, gambling. But he had a whole lot of other stuff that we're finding out that was a lot worse than the gambling. And you know, we had the situation with R. Kelly. You know, where R. Kelly's a great, you know, his songs are amazing.
You just read my mind, man, because I was just thinking R. Kelly's going to say, leave Pete alone, man.
Right, exactly.
Leave Pete alone.
Like I be in the car sometime, and I can't listen to R. Kelly now without thinking, like, crazy things. I have to go to the next song.
That's the thing, though, with Pete, though, and people, you guys don't realize it. His defense was, I thought she was 16. Like, Pete is, like, he was 34 and married.
Right.
We should know,
right.
All right? Not 22, not, you know, 26. I get it. It's the 70s. It was a little different. It's not that different. 34, 16 is creepy. But that was the age of consent. But it turns out she wasn't even the age of consent. I don't know. Listen, I'm not saying put him in jail right now. But I think he's going to lose his gig with the Major League Network. Now, you mentioned this, and I tell people this all the time, man. You guys love these players. These guys wouldn't cross the street to piss on you if you were on fire, man. You know, sometimes I feel bad for an athlete after a team, after a game. And then I think, man, does this guy feel bad for me that my chick left or that I'm broke and I got money problems? No. we're all on our own in this. But Colin Kaepernick actually is a good guy. He actually is a good guy. You know, he cares about his community. He cares about citizens of the world, etc. And he still remains on side. I've wavered on this thing. I think at times he's wanted too much money. And maybe he hasn't been enough of a yes man in a meeting with a coach or something. Because the NFL is like the military, right? You know, you got to fake it even if you don't mean it, so to speak. But it really is amazing to me. And I know you tweet and you talk about him a lot. It's just the hatred, dude. The hatred that people feel. Dante Fowler beat the crap out of a stranger. Had two chicks fight for his love once on video. No one's crying about Dante Fowler playing in the NFL. Joe Mixon, the Bengals just drafted the kid. No one's freaking out about him. You mentioned Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is on ESPN for years telling us about morals and ethics. And somehow Colin Kaepernick, all right, I don't even want to debate like why Kaepernick's not in the league, but the level of hatred, Robert, towards him is amazing to me.
And that's the part that really gets me. It's not so much, you know, we understand why. It's when people are trying to lie about it and say that it's other things. When in the reality of the situation, we know what it is. You know, it's the fact that when you stand up for rights, for black people, for poor people, some people see that as a negative. It's a crazy thing. It's almost they treat Colin Kaepernick like a criminal. And it really infuriates me because people say, well, he's a distraction. Well, all he's done pretty much for the entire offseason is give money to poor people. You know, how distracted is that? You know, like, it's only distracting the fact that you don't like that this is a black man that is making a strong stance about black people, and that makes white people, frankly, uncomfortable. And they're going to do their best to try to keep him out of the league, but they're going to sugarcoat it and try to tell me that Blaine Gabbert and these Arena League football quarterbacks are somehow better than a guy that threw 16 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions on possibly the worst team in the NFL last year.
That's the thing. His numbers were better than people realized. That 16-4 ratio with a lot of scrubs. Now, you look at Baltimore. You look at Seattle. I thought Seattle was going to do it. And you know what I think happened there, Robert? I think that Carroll got scared because the Seattle players were too happy about it. You have that little inner thing where they were almost like they had a new quarterback. Oh, if Russell gets hurt, we're good. I love Kaepernick. Everybody was so happy, and there's no secret. There's a lot of friction between a lot of guys in that room and Kaepernick and Wilson. They view Wilson as sort of the pretty boy Microsoft guy. You're not one of us in the room type of deal. So I think Carroll sort of saw a chemistry issue. But right now with Baltimore, you got Flacco with a bad back, man. The guy could miss like some time here. You know, you're in Baltimore. You're telling me the city of Baltimore is going to hate Kaepernick? If he doesn't sign here, if they go down with this, then like, especially in Harbaugh's brother, like Harbaugh even likes him. And to me, he's got to sign with Baltimore.
Hey, you would seem that would be an ideal spot. But when I hear things like the Ravens owner is consulting with Ray Lewis, of all people, about this, it makes me wonder. I mean, you don't see me consulting with Donald Trump over, you know, sexual harassment in the workplace. I mean, there's a reason for that. You know, so it's they seem to be scared of the backlash, and they don't want to alienate their fan base. But the reality is, I think most people understand what Kaepernick is going through, are very upset that he hasn't been signed, and if a team actually does sign him, that it will be an outpouring of support. It just needs to be one team to take that chance.
You're right. I think the pendulum will swing. We got to get out of here. But I just thought, can you imagine if Colin Kaepernick met with a bunch of Russians secretly? I guess it would mean nothing, right? Dude, no. he'd be locked up for treason already, all right? We got to get out of here, Robert. Thanks for the time, man.
I appreciate you. Don't forget, they call Colin Kaepernick a terrorist. There's, got terrorists in the White House.
There's Robert Latow with us, all right? I told you, man, he likes to bring it. We're going to come back with our plays of the day next.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. and it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at rotoexperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
All right, we got to be quick with our plays of the day, but when don't we? We're going to take the New York Yankees. I don't like laying 75 cents, but we're going to do it in this spot. We're taking the Kansas City Royals on a daily freaking basis, all right? They lost last night. They'll get back on track tonight, plus 115. The Indians, I hate the Indians, man. They always screw me, and I don't really want to take them tonight, but I'm suckered in by the plus 150, Carrasco versus Sale. And the Dodgers, hey, why not? Minus 175, made a winners be yours.